You got your synth tape on your boombox and your neon workout jumpsuit? Let's go. '80s aerobics is the world of the new Apple TV Plus series, Physical. Sheila and Danny Rubin are a hippie couple who have aged a little bit and moved from 1960s Berkeley into the San Diego of the early Reagan era. And while Danny tries to run for office, Sheila gets caught up in aerobics, a world that helps and very much does not help the many personal demons she's battling.
And just like that, it's over. And you're you again. Just another sweaty bitch sitting on your fat ass, waiting for the next one. How long until you get back here? What's it gonna take? Get more time. More money, time, money, time, money.
You ever think about getting another teacher? You leave every class, you can't grow your business. You should get another teacher.
Actress Rose Byrne plays Sheila, and she joins us now from Sydney, Australia. Welcome.
Hi.
So let's start with this. You're the star of the show, but you're also an executive producer. What made you interested in this very specific time and place?
It's a deeply personal story for Annie Wiseman, who wrote the show and is the show creator. And it just, for me, this pilot was very arresting. I hadn't read anything, a character quite like this before, set in a time like this before. I felt the world was so specific, and obviously it deals with some very dark, heavy, uncomfortable things, which I was drawn to. Yes.
Yeah, the dark comedy description does a lot of work here on the dark front. I mean, there's a lot of things to talk about, but let's just talk about this very complicated relationship that she has with food and her body. What is going on there at the starting point?
Well, we meet her at a breaking point, the pilot, and she's in an incredibly dysfunctional marriage, and she has this horrendous illness, this addiction that is dictating every single thought, movement, action that she does throughout the day. And it's a horrible, real illness that's often not really dealt with. I mean, she's a bulimic, and it's an incredibly harrowing illness that so many people suffer. And is now there's a lot more ways to get help, and there's a dialogue around this illness, whereas back in the 80s, it was pretty hard. You know, they didn't have the kind of infrastructure and conversation around it, to really find places to get help. So she channels this sort of inner voice that she has, which is dictating a lot of her terrible habits, to the unlikely world of aerobics, which sounds wild when you say it out loud, but she kind of uses it to find her inner, like, Tony Robbins kind of thing.
A big part of the way it's presented and dealt with is this ruthless, vicious inner monologue, this self-loathing that is just truly painful to sit through and experience. What do you hope people take away from that, the way that the show comes back again and again to just living inside Sheila's brain and hearing the way that she thinks about herself?
Most people really relate. They do. And it's uncomfortable. But I sort of relish in that. And I think it's going to be polarizing, ultimately. Some people probably don't. Everyone's different, but for me, as a viewer, I found it, and as a woman particularly, I just related to it in a way that was uncomfortable but deeply kind of moving too. And for me, there's hope because, the opposite of what Sheila is doing, she's living in a complete lie. There's lie upon lie upon lie and, isolation, shame. And what's the opposite of that is connection, right? Yeah. So she slowly starts to make that with Deirdre Friel's character, Greta, with Bunny even a little bit. And slowly, as she kind of threads these very fragile slivers of friendship, she starts to crack. And and when someone sees you, you have to see yourself.
So the heart of the show and the plot is her discovery of aerobics. Were you ever into aerobics VHS tapes? Did you ever have that phase of your life?
I was like more the 90s. It was more the supermodel era. So it was like Scott McPherson and people like that in Australia, or aerobics Oz style. But by then aerobics was a little bit daggy, which is a word we use in Australia meaning not cool.
Daggy?
Daggy, yeah.
Okay, I like it.
Yeah, it's a good word. I mean, listen, I have a lot of affection for it.
Now, you immersed yourself in this world. You trained for it. You did all of the routines for the show. So I have to ask, like, how does the 80s style of aerobics hold up to this world of Peloton that we're in right now? Like, should people ditch the Peloton and get the old tapes?
You know, I loved it. So I started training with Jennifer Hamilton, our wonderful choreographer, pretty early on Zooms and, you know, months in advance of shooting. And I grew to love it. It is addictive. I mean, the rush of pheromones and all the fabulous stuff you get post-exercise. And I felt great. And I'm pretty lazy. So it was good for me to actually have someone. I had to, you know, I had to show up and do these Zooms. As an actor, it's always fantastic to have a task. So those scenes where I'm actually doing the aerobics, I love, because you don't have time to worry about, you know, your acting.
The last thing I was wondering whether you've given any thought to it is what is Sheila doing in 2021? Is she like an Instagram influencer? Do you have any thoughts?
Oh, I think she definitely have like a YouTube channel and several Instagram accounts. It's interesting to see how the original sort of entrepreneurs have adapted. You know, I know Jenny Craig was a great inspiration also for Sheila, like a, you know, and a lot of women in the 80s really found economic success and independence through the space of fitness and health and diet. And now it's so common. But I guess I would look to how those women, how they've adapted to it. But I would hope she would be in recovery more than anything from her illness, and because that's really the biggest battle that she faces. And to truly get it is, I think, it's quite an achievement and quite a struggle.
Well, Rose Byrne is the star of the new Apple TV Plus series Physical, which starts streaming on Friday, June 18th. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Scott. Thanks so much.